transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
It is moreover, it is required in a steward that a man be found faithful. God can't put a blessing on unfaithfulness. But you may not have it all together, but stay faithful. I guarantee you, God will look down and see you like the woman. All odds were against her, but she kept going. She hit her kairos. I declare, no matter what it is, you know, keep coming, keep hearing. Eventually that word is going to do a surgery on you. Eventually that word is going to do a healing on you. That woman with the issue of blood, 12 long years. 12 is the number of government. That thing had taken over her life. It was governing her. Spent all her money on physicians that practice. Was no better, but only grew worse. She heard something. She heard about Jesus. Amen. The man from Galilee. She heard that people were being healed. Now I want you to see the new wine in the new wine skin. Jesus brought the new wine. But this woman with the issue of blood says, you know what? I ain't even got to get him to lay hands on me. If I can just get close enough to him to touch his clothes. Now, where was that written in the scripture? It wasn't there. She created something. She got her a new wineskin. If I can only touch the brother, nobody's got to know. See, the religion tries to lock you down. You got to get it one way. This is the only way you can get it. God is creative. God will talk to you anywhere. God will talk to you while you got the newspaper in the restroom. God can talk to you. Yes, he can. He give you revelation. Amen. No matter where you're at, God can talk to you. Stop putting God in a box. God can use a child to talk to you. If he used a donkey in the scripture, I remember a brother who, he's in ministry now, but he was backslidden at the time that this happened. He went down to his barber. You know, his barber had a barbershop in his house down in his basement. And we don't have basements here. But happened, he went in his basement. And he's, you know, running from the Lord and ain't listening to anybody. He tries to tell him, you know, you get back to the Lord. He's not listening. So the barber has a little boy that's down in the barbershop playing around while he's cutting his hair. Excuse me. The little boy's pushing a little fire engine or something around on the floor, crawling around. And he gets in front of the guy's chair. And he looks up at him and he says, "Preach! Preach my word!" Tell me what God can't use to get your attention, to put some fear in you. I had a brother-in-law who was a preacher, backslid too, and was in a bar. And the bartender came up to him, was serving his drink. He said, "Man, you look like a preacher." Tell me, God can't knock on your door. You can't run. You can run, but you can't hide. That woman started something. She touched, you know the story. She touched the hem of his garment. She was not she was, it was unlawful for her to be among other people. She was unclean, like a leper. And for her to be among people or that close to people, she would have either been stoned to death, arrested. It wouldn't have ended well. But she said, I'm going to touch him. Yes. Now, when she touched him, Peter said to the Lord, because the Lord said, who touched me? Peter said, Lord, how can you say or ask the question, who touched you, when everybody's pushing and shoving right here? Everybody's stronging. But see, she touched him in faith. Hear what I'm saying? A lot of people touching God, but ain't touching him in faith. It's when you touch him in faith that virtue comes. That change comes. That the new wine, the divine wine. See, there's the Kronos and the Kairos. Abraham and Sarah, when circumstances were least favorable, in our estimation, they were too old. Who's having babies at 99? 100 years old, 90 years old. Who's having a baby? So in all natural thinking, it's too late. Tell somebody the devil is a lie. And you know why he's alive? Because you're on God's calendar. And God is just going to be just like God. He's not going to do things when you think he ought to do them. Because see, you're trying to control God with your thinking. He's above that. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as high as the heaven is from the earth, are my ways from your ways. So this is why we learn to rest in him. This is why we learn to trust him. I don't have to try to think God into something. I don't have to try to figure out when God's going to do this or how God's going to do this. That's not, tell somebody, that's not your portion. Yours is not the reason why. Yours is not to know why or how. Yours is to believe. And to rejoice in your believing. Now let me jump into this message on new wine and new wineskin, because God is about to and is in the process of shaking the church world and all the domains of the earth. So that remains cannot be shaken. What we're seeing are the shaking of governments. Our government. All that has opened the portals of hell to come into this nation. God is shaking it. But tell someone, don't despair. The kingdom that we are of cannot be shaken. All you have to do is look around and say, hey, I'm still here. All I've been through, I'm still here. I'm still alive and well, clothed in my right mind. Have a mind to serve the Lord. Still rejoicing. Still giving God praise. Tell somebody, I look nothing like what I've been through. Matter of fact, I look younger and better than I ever have before. God will preserve you. God will keep you. No despair, no fear here. God got you in his hand. Heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle of God's word fails. And guess what? The angels are here. Don't count them fellas out. They are those that are sent to minister. I say they are here. They're not coming, they're here. And they've been watching over you. When you sleep, when you snoring, they're watching over you. When the devil trying to get after you, they're watching over you. Don't you know they stand between you and the devil? Touch this one. You can have that one or that one, but you can't touch this one. This one's got the blood on them. This one's got the blood on them. They have a destiny. This is a child of the King. You can't touch him or his. Anybody connected to him? Off limits. Amen. Angels watching over you. Mighty in battle. Fierce countenance. They don't play games. Let me tell you something about an angel. Angels don't respond to your requests. Listen, but they respond to your command. They are an angel army. Armies don't respond to requests. Hey, angel, you think you could maybe help? No, I release you in Jesus' name. I assign you. They don't respond to requests or suggestions. They respond to commands. And the word of God in your mouth is just as powerful as the word of God in his mouth. As a child of God, it ain't as powerful in a sinner's mouth, because the devil say, who are you? Those are sons of Sceva. But in a blood washed child of God that understands authority, that's under authority, that walks in the spirit, that knows who they are and the power of their words, the word of a king is law. Help me, Holy Spirit. I said the word. See, the church is going to come into this new wine, understanding who they are and stop being religious folk. Religion is the way that man has tried to find God. Salvation is the way that God chooses to rescue man. A world of different. Ain't nothing religious about the church. They talk about the three great religions. Salvation ain't religion. Now, Christianity might be religion. They were first called Christians at Antioch. You see it two other times in the Bible. One or two times in the Bible. And yet people label themselves Christians. Well, look at some people that label themselves Christians. A lot of politicians say, I'm Christian. And lie out one side of the mouth and say they're Christian out the other side of the mouth. Because it's just a religious thing. Jesus didn't call us to be Christians. He called us to be saints. In certain denominations, they'll tell you, you know, only Peter and those guys are saints. But I read in the epistles that Paul is writing to the saints. They'll tell you, it don't mean that you do everything right. See, religion bases things upon what you do and how you do it and how religiously you do it. Salvation is by grace.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.